It's What's Hot, What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with these markets today?
You know, even though we had a pretty tough end of the week last week for corn and soybeans, I'm going to still go with those two markets and wheat, for that matter, as being hot. I still think this market's going to be concerned about crop condition ratings, which we'll see Monday afternoon. Likely we're going to see a decrease in condition. So I think that's going to continue to keep some underlying support in this market.
Pretty much all weather related.
It is. I mean, this week we're going to be watching, weather's going to be the main driver. We've got a couple acres reports coming out, you know, Stats Canada on Wednesday, USDA coming with theirs on Friday. But the market's going to continue to watch weather. And right now, southern Iowa, southern Illinois, parts of Indiana, Missouri, those areas did not pick up any rain over the weekend, and that is going to help support this market.
Especially that south of I-80 corridor, sounds like it got nothing.
Exactly, and that's what's going to help, because right now the corn, it's very likely, you know, Illinois corn, Missouri corn, Nebraska, they're going to go backwards in this week's ratings, and that certainly is going to, I think, be supportive to the market. For us up here in the Northern Plains, it was $1 billion rain over the weekend.
Yeah, for sure. What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to still go with the cattle side of things. You know, they had a nice recovery last week because of the losses in the grains, but I don't think the cattle market's going to be able to hold on. I still look for a little more pressure to come into that cattle market and to test some more lows again until we can get things cleaned up. The cattle on feed report showed heavy placements, and I think that's going to be negative to the market.
Does that spill over to the lean hogs then too?
You know, they've got a quarterly hogs and pigs report will be coming out this week, so I think they're going to be in the tug of war between what we saw in the cattle and feed report and what that report's going to say, and I would bet that report will show reduction in herd.
It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.